You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
In 2006, when we did that scene.
The first one? Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't had much action with women before this.
If you think you could watch Flashback without hitting that like button, then you're going down, Dick Biscuit!
Wow. That was freaking epic.
Cool, thank you.
That was so freaking epic.
That's so epic.
You know, speaking of epic, Food Battle 2023 was just announced just a couple hours ago.
Which I am.
Bruh. I'm so excited. Ooh, that was good. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
People have been asking about Food Battle 2023 since we announced that we bought Smosh. The day that we announced that we bought the entire company.
I know, they're like, yeah, real happy for you, whatever. Where's Food Battle?
Hundreds of different series that we developed.
Mm-hmm.
Food Battle.
Mm-hmm.
Food Battle is the first series, the first recurring series that we ever made, and we unintentionally made it.
Yeah.
Because we just titled it Food Battle 2006. Actually, I was just thinking that we're calling it Food Battle. Mm. And then you were like, when I was editing it, you're like, oh, what if you, because I had the food and then the battle come in and explode.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, what if it seemed like an annual sporting event that was like super hype? Like,
well, when you give like something a date, it just sounds more epic.
Yeah. So, but we still thought it was going to be a one-off episode
mm-hmm.
when we put the date on it. And mm-hmm. then in 2007, people were like, yo, where the fuck is 2007 Food Battle? And mm-hmm. I was like, true point. Let's do another one.
And we're not original, so we just copied. We just copied the video.
But we got one of the greatest franchises in history.
Yeah, that everyone calls by the wrong name. Like, oh, when's Food Wars? Okay, fake fan.
I think Food Wars, people say that because there's an anime called Food Wars.
Really?
Yeah.
But I mean, are that many people watching anime?
Probably not.
I bet you can't even name three.
Me?
Yeah.
Attack on Titan, Death Note, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Digimon.
Avatar. Oh, wait. You're like a real-life otaku.
Otaku... I almost said one of our shut-up cartoons.
What?
Oishi High School Battle.
Yeah.
I was like, that's an anime.
Not
an anime.
No.
But I am so fucking hype. I hope you go watch the Food Battle 2023 announcement video because it goes mm-hmm. through all the different years. We actually set up a real, like, that's all practical. That's all. Mm. None of that is CG except for the year.
Oh my gosh. Godona. Oh, it's pink and wrinkly. Oh man. Yum.
Yeah.
That was like 30 feet.
There's a lot of years. When we were originally planning it with art department, she was showing like the space between each year, and I was like, yeah, that should be good.
Yeah.
And then like when it got laid out, it covered the entire set, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh. Oops. Yeah.
That was pretty crazy.
A lot of years, bruh.
So the food battle that we're covering today.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, why have we chosen you to be sucking on a rainbow lollipop, Anthony? Please don't do that. Please. Please don't.
If you did that and I sustained like a deep throating injury, that would be really bad. If I just punctured the back of my skull from the inside.
Wait, I almost suffered a deep throat injury on set the other week. Eat it or eat it.
Oh yeah, Spencer did that.
It was pretty hot.
I don't think that would have been a deep throat injury though, because it wouldn't have done any damage. Deep throat injuries, like you go into the, you go in.
Mental damage.
True. I'm thinking about when you go into the hospital and they say, what happened? Why are you holding your throat like that? And you say, something got lodged in my throat. And then they just have to ask no more questions after that. That's what I was thinking. You've been there too?
Into the ER for a deep throat injury?
Yeah.
I just want to point out, I finished my whole donut.
Do you eat all your like candy and popcorn before the movie starts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Luckily, I got five more. Got five more donuts in here.
You bought a whole half dozen donuts. You knew that you're gonna eat. Do you think you're gonna eat them all by the end of this episode?
Hell no.
Are you tempted?
No, not at all. But I didn't think I was gonna eat that one donut so fast.
When we first started
making, I was just like, yeah.
Do you think you would have in 2006 when we made our first food battle? Because you were running all the time. You were like running cross country. Yeah. You were probably burning like 4,000 calories a day, like carbo loading every day. Mm. You would have probably eaten a whole half dozen donuts.
I mean, there's definitely been food battles when I've eaten a lot of donuts.
That's true.
Yeah, and I probably didn't have to. Like, I probably could have spit it out, but I was like, no, I don't know. It's a good donut.
Why waste? What's the point in chewing on food if you don't get to swallow it? That's the whole joy of chewing food. What is it?
That and deep-throating it.
And there's not many foods that you get to do that with, but I got one in my hand right now. Anyway, so we chose Food Battle 2011 for us to react to, even though it's like kind of smack dab in the middle of all of our food battles.
Oh.
What?
Sorry.
What?
You chipped your tooth on that rainbow lollipop.
Yeah, not today, but I did while we were shooting Food Battle. I'll show you the part.
Okay,
I'll point it out.
I feel like we should do like a whole episode about injuries. Like injuries that are sustained on. You guys want that?
There's a lot of injuries that we sustain. Mm-hmm. Could you like a top 10? Top 10 injuries sustained
on Smosh. That time Ian got his boner whacked.
That wasn't an injury. That was just a Tuesday night in Ian land.
Nice!
Friendship!
Yeah!
Yeah, dude.
I didn't switch hands for that one because I wanted to keep it on my...
So Food Battle 2011, I think...
This was the sixth food battle.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, we were hitting our stride. The first like 2 years were kind of rough. Then it was like we were starting to write funny things. And then by this point, like, we had the budget, we had the time, we had the skills.
We had enough lore that we could start doing things like twists on what you were expecting.
Yep.
We completely flipped some things on its head. I think this was the third time that we had the audience vote on what my favorite food is, because we decided that you would always stick with donut.
Yeah.
After 2006, when you won, it just made sense for me to have a different food.
Yeah.
But I chose a really shitty food. I chose celery, just because we thought it was funny. It sounded like bone breaking when it crunched and stuff. But.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason why we kept the donut was because it was like, those are the rules, like you win, and then the other person has to change their food.
Yeah, but then we just threw that out the window because the donut was just too iconic.
It's just funny, yeah. At that point, it was too funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's literally a donut sitting right behind you on set. Like, that's how iconic the donut has become.
Is he... every Marvel movie? I hate donuts. Wait, he's behind me, isn't he?
Bro, it's called comic relief. This was the third year that we had the audience vote in a poll to decide my favorite food. Mm. Which, by the way, we just announced, along with the Food Battle 2023 announcement, that members of this channel get to vote on what my new favorite food is going to be.
Mm-hmm. So we have eight contenders, and it's going to be a bracket-style voting system.
Yeah, yeah. So you get a couple days to vote for this food versus this food, then it goes down the four, and then like those winners are head-to-head, and then it's the final two.
Mm-hmm.
And
Do you have any favorites? Do you have any that are standing out to you?
I mean, we chose them all for a reason. They're all good. They're all good options.
And there's some, like, we used to just always do like a new kind of food for every single food battle. We brought back a couple of runner-ups from past food battles that, you know, maybe they just barely missed out on their chance to shine. Mm-hmm. This is like a redemption.
But we brought back some brand new ones. We got the Glizzy.
Got Glizzy, yep.
We got...
We did not bring back baked apple pie.
No, I think that's for good. Or a stick of gum.
Why did we do that? Why did we do that?
What, a whole baked apple pie?
A baked apple... It was like an apple pie slice. What were we thinking?
No, we weren't. Because that wouldn't have been good to work with, even.
That would have been terrible.
This time, when we chose all the foods that we wanted people to vote on, we made sure this time, we were like, these needs to be foods that can hold up. Because we, like, barely... We dodged a bullet because the audience didn't vote for those shitty foods that would have just crumbled in our hands.
Yeah, stick of gum would have been terrible.
Yeah, everyone, whenever they bring up Food Battle, they're like, oh, have you done, like, a bowl of spaghetti? And it's like, that would be so shitty to work with.
A bowl of spaghetti?
So shitty to work with.
What do you think would be the worst food to do? I mean, bowl of spaghetti.
Spaghetti? Soup?
Cactus?
That's not food.
There's edible, there's prickly pear cactus.
Wow, Aaron. Wow. Aaron just said cactus is not food.
Wow, you could tell she's not Mexican.
Wow. Wow, Aaron.
Wow, don't try to whitewash my food.
What you said was really offensive to my Mexican brother right here.
Can we get a list of all the foods?
Yes. It's baguette, croissant, glizzy, corn dog, pickle, corn on the cob on a stick, cannoli, licorice.
So I'm feeling like corn dog might have a pretty good shot.
Well, it was a runner-up in 2009.
Yeah, and then we gave it to our friend Corey.
Yeah.
And he went, corn dog with charge attack!
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
But I think that has a... I mean, I think glizzy's going to be up there.
I think glizzy's going to be up there.
Licorice is fun. People tend to vote for the sugary items for some reason.
We had
this. We had gummy snake. We had
rock candy.
We had, I think churro was the first time that we had the audience
churro,
vote.
Churro, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So people tend to vote for the sugary things.
Have more sweets than savories been chosen?
Yeah.
Or is it about equal?
I think it's been more.
Red hot chili pepper, egg roll. Taquito.
Celery.
Celery doesn't like fit in either of those, really.
It's definitely not sweet, but it's not savory.
Oh, and donut.
Oh, yeah, we had just donut a donut versus yours. Donut.
Yeah.
We had more sweets, because we had 11 years of food battles that we've done so far.
Yeah.
And I think that's 5 sweet, 3 savory, and 1 celery. Mm.
And speaking of 11, food battle 2011.
Oh!
So I think in this one we, and I guess we didn't probably tee up the video, but we had an announcement video.
Oh yeah.
Was this the one where I was a zombie?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna just double check. I'm just checking on some more. Food Battle, Food Wars.
Yeah, don't get it wrong.
Idiot. Okay, so I came back as a ghost.
Yeah.
And this is the one where you're in bed and I'm talking to you as a ghost and I float down with my little ghost donut and then we're talking, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I need time. I try to leave out your
you try to fly
ceiling
up.
And I'm like, oh, ghosts can't go through walls.
So then you have to go out the door.
Yeah, and then my mom, it's revealed that my mom was in bed with you.
Yeah, that's the only moment with your mom that I'm like, was that pushing it? I guess your mom was down, but also, is she gonna say no? I feel weird about having your mom in bed with me.
Mm. This is the one that had baked apple pie in it as a contender.
Well, I'm glad that did not win because that would have been a very different food battle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it would have been a very different production with baked apple pie spilling all over the place.
Okay, so it looked like you had rainbow lollipop, baked apple pie, pizza, hot dog.
Oh.
Egg roll.
Oh.
Fried chicken leg, pickle, and asparagus.
Yeah, I see why that didn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're bringing some of those foods back.
We are.
For you to hopefully vote on which one you want.
So yes, in Food Battle 2010, I died. So now I'm coming back to challenge Anthony.
But for some reason, I still want a new favorite food to fight you with.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm challenging Anthony to Food Battle 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Oh yeah, that's a very good shard of glass.
We always did a play on that.
Yeah.
For some reason, so many food battles start with a big, wide, open field.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, Food Battle 2023, not starting that way. We got a very different thing in mind.
We're doing something different.
Doing a little different this time.
Mm-hmm. We're going to space.
On the moon.
Oh yeah, this intro's kind of goated. I think this is one of our better intros.
I like it. It plays on what we've already done, but yeah, it keeps it fresh. Like, you don't need to know the lore in order to understand what's going on.
You may have killed me in Food Battle 2010, but my pink frosted sprinkled donut's gonna kick your stupid ass this year!
Oh yeah? Well, me and my new favorite food, the rainbow lollipop, can do way more everyday tasks than your pink sprinkling turd!
This is amazing, by the way. I've been sucking this down the whole video so far.
Yeah, you're sucking the color out of that lollipop. Mm-hmm. Damn, dude.
It's delicious.
I just, like, watching this, I just think it's so funny, like, imagining there's no cameras in the park.
Oh, and it's just what we do.
And it's just you and I. And we're just like screaming at each other. POV, you're an old man walking through a park in Sacramento.
Bitch!
That's what it's like.
That's what it's like. That's what people saw all the time. I really wonder what, like, so we never show what, how we get from here to the next scene.
No. Yeah, well, me and my new favorite food, the rainbow lollipop, can do way more everyday tasks than your pink sprinkling turd. Bring it on, douche pickle.
That explosions.
How about this skateboard?
I like how we just appear in the house. I'm trying to imagine us getting from the field to this point. When we're like all fired up, we're like, are you going the same way? You going the same way? Okay. All right.
Where's my cross country team photo?
Yeah, top on the right.
Top right corner.
So you lined up with all the cross country pals. Backlit, looking epic.
God damn it, I'm eating another donut.
Before you know it, you're just gonna have down the whole thing.
I picked up the donut and I just started eating it.
I guess pink frosted sprinkled donut really is your favorite food.
It is tasty.
All right, lollipop, let's do this.
The skateboard?
Mm-hmm. Nothing happened.
So, generally, the rule of the format of Food Battle is we always start off kind of normal. Like, and we usually fail the first one.
When we're writing it, yeah, it's, I think that we're trying to establish that, like, this world isn't that crazy, and then it gets really crazy after that. It would just feel weird if we started with something super insane that, where the food wasn't supposed to do that right off the top, because it's like, where do you go? If you gotta go up with right. The escalation of the jokes.
Exactly.
Anyway. So that's why this first one just seems like a throwaway.
All right, Donut, let's shred some killer half pipes.
Which is pretty funny. That's all that happened.
I feel like if I tried to do that now, I would have dislocated a shoulder. Because I just dove right into the room.
And you just chill there like that. I think you'd be fine.
Let's do deodorant. Your mom could have used some deodorant last night.
Okay, that was a good moment.
Lollipop deodorant?
I like how we have a lot of jokes that are so purposely bad just so that there's like a twist on it right afterward.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that woman's name?
Yeah, Jackie.
That's Jackie.
She made the Assassin's Creed outfit. She made the Link outfit, she made the Ganon outfit in the Legend of Zelda rap, and she played Zelda.
Wow.
In the Legend of Zelda.
And she made the Zelda outfit.
And she played many different roles. She was on Internet in Real Life, is what it was called. She's in many episodes. She's a friend. I also interviewed her on my show. I spent today with cosplayers.
Shout out to Jackie.
Jackie.
See, not every bikini girl is a nameless person.
But anyway.
Yeah.
All right!
She corncobbed that thing.
I don't think we told her to do that, but she knew what would be funniest.
What's that on your arm?
Oh, that was the... So the thing is when you... Because this is multiple takes in. She had licked it a bunch.
Yeah.
And then it touched my arm. And then it left gooey lollipop residue on my arm.
Mm. All right!
Yeah, weird.
It wasn't our first take. Wasn't our first rodeo.
Your arm is like, your hand is so like angular.
It's this.
Wow.
Smells like victory.
Is that donut deodorant?
Sure is.
Look at her face. I mean, she thinks it's funny that she just vomited on you.
So, there's a running gag for several years.
In food battles where the woman would just vomit on you?
Yeah, oftentimes the bikini girl.
It was kind of payback for...
Yeah.
For, like, riding the bikini girl for the bikini. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, oh, it'd be funny because you think that we're riding them in to be, like, this symbol of sex, and then they're vomiting on you.
Yeah.
Which this time it was pea soup, was it? That is a chunky, disgusting...
I think this one's a pea soup. I will say that...
It's so gross!
Hold on, go back.
It's so gross!
Let's frame by frame this.
This is a... Do we need to give a trigger warning for emetophobia? There's vomit.
I guess it's too late now.
Please don't demonetize us, YouTube.
Okay. This is scenes, moments before disaster. Dude, look at that dead-eye lock. She's looking into my soul.
And you're looking into hers.
That is terrifying. Go one more frame. Now you see she's arcing it up. Yes. She started low and she knew to compensate for the drop. You
and,
know?
And your eyes shut here. So that was, you know, this is 24 frames per second. It took you 1/24th of a second to react. That's right. Pretty good reaction time.
Thank you. I'm like an F1 driver of getting vomited on.
You know how to not get it in your eyes, at least.
And you can see she's curling the bottom lip to then, with the airflow out of her mouth, she's trying to throw the vomit up higher.
She's definitely, there's a deep diaphragmatic push going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you see it's kind of bouncing off of my face here.
There's a chunk flopping off of you. It's weird because when it came out, it all looked like it was small liquid, but now there's a chunk all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there's a chunk literally bouncing off of my nose.
I think that's a chickpea.
Chickpea? It's not chickpea in pea soup.
Well, there's something there.
It's a pea, maybe.
How are you eating the donut right now?
I'm almost done with my second donut. This has got me really hungry.
It's still coming out of her mouth.
Oh, that even for something looks even grosser. That looks worse than the vomit.
She's laughing.
How much did she? She didn't even like get the majority on my face. Like most of it's just streaming out of her mouth afterwards.
Oh, she has so much in there. And my favorite part is that she can't help but laugh. And she can't hold it in.
That's fucking nasty.
She's still laughing.
That's so nasty.
All right, let's play.
Let's do the scissors.
What?
The scissors.
Oh, that's so
bad. You mean scissors. Yeah, let's do it. Come on, donut.
Oh, man, I was editing all these back then, too, at this point, so I remember editing the scissors joke.
Skizors.
Be a sweet paper snowflake.
Before snowflake meant so many other things. What was even the joke? It's just like it fails?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like we would just have to make one just fail and we try to get through it quickly to get to the other better joke.
Yeah. But I remember this joke isn't even that good. This joke that's coming up.
Why did we do it?
I think, you know, this was one of the weaker ones that we put it in the middle. So it was like bookended by two good bits.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it was just the joke
was
screaming.
All right, Lollipop, let's cut something pretty. Yeah! Oh, oh. What the?
Oh, so it works. It works, but I cut my finger in the process. But
I forgot you cut your finger off.
That's not a horrible joke because it still works with the scream, so we wanted a check mark on the scream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 6 out of 10.
Let's do a GPS!
GPS? Oh, green pube socks?
No, you idiot, GPS!
Okay, then what the hell does GPS stand for?
I don't know, it's just a cool combination of letters that don't mean anything, like USA. All right, Lollipop, tell me.
It was kind of a rough joke.
Insightful political commentary.
It came back a little bit, but it was still a little rough. I think I got scarred with acronym jokes after Smosh the Movie.
Burnt French fries.
There are all these jokes about BFF. What does BFF mean? And I wouldn't tell Ian, and he's trying to guess all these things, and he says burnt French fries or booger flicking friends, and I'm like, that's so bad, yeah. So bad.
What is a green pube sock?
Green pube sock.
Well, those are real, but you have to go to Ireland to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're in demand there, though. They were really trendy at the time.
I had to get to my secret class that's totally not ballet.
Oh. Yeah, because ballet's for girls.
For girls.
Ugh.
That's the joke.
Ugh.
Dude, I tried doing a little bit of ballet.
What?
No, not actually.
Hold on, what?
No, listen. So Mikey, my partner, was trying to show me a little bit of ballet because she had taken ballet at some point, and she was trying to show me how to do like a plie,
okay,
like a thing with your toes, and it's very hard.
Can you show us what you learned?
Yeah, show us what you learned. All right,
so
show us your moves.
I mean, this was months ago, but okay. So it's something like, something like with a toe like this, and then, this, and
this something. Seems really hard.
It's pretty hard.
This seems really,
thank
wow.
You. Thank you. Thank
so
you.
Let me get this straight, hold on.
Yeah.
So, so it's something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Something like this.
Yeah. Basically.
And then that.
Yeah, see how hard that was? Yeah, it was pretty hard.
Yo, Smosh Ballet, let's get it. Let's go. It didn't seem that hard. I think I could do ballet.
Yeah. Should we try it someday?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do Nutcracker.
Okay.
These nuts.
Okay, ballet class. Bro. Wow.
Hey, hurry up.
Ballet hater.
There's a wall up ahead. Just tell me when to turn, goddammit.
Nope.
All right, Donut. Take me to the Grand Canyon.
Did you say Gary Coleman?
Grand Canyon!
Turn right now.
Okay.
It worked.
It did work. Did we get a green check mark for that one?
It worked!
Yeah.
Nice.
Who knew the Grand Canyon was so close to Sacramento?
It's, you know, it's all just, that's what I'll say about that.
This is a funny joke.
I like that one. That one worked.
How about let's do a blow up doll? Just kidding, you perv. Let's do a time travel device. I know you could do it, don't it? Now let's go back in time.
We had to subtitle you.
Yeah.
Oh, it works.
Holy free holy, it worked.
Holy free holy?
Ah! All right,
oh,
let's
damn.
Do this. Unicorn power!
I've seen this as a GIF.
Yeah, weird. Oh my god, I remember trying to match the lighting to that shitty camera back then.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
A t-shirt and jeans. Mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match. Like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services. The number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at Schwabvious.com.
Yeah.
And it was so hard to match that quality.
Well, it was like a shitty camera and like one Home Depot light that was just pointed directly at me.
It was literally one of those
Home Depot lights. So just casting just this massive shadow.
And for some reason, it was like 200 degrees, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm in 2006.
I love you. I'm ready. Are you?
Why?
Don't do it. Don't.
That was just a real thing.
That was just, it was basically, this was super meta. This was reacting before React was even a channel. Before anyone could react. I went in the video to react.
Whoa. This is like Smosh the Movie before Smosh the Movie. Also, I was thinking like in 2006 when we did that scene.
The first one? Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't had much action with women before this.
What made you think of that?
I'm just thinking because I'm like making out with a donut and then it goes down on me.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like I hadn't had that happen to me from humans that much at this point.
Much or at all?
Maybe a little.
So it wasn't just fantasy. You were recreating something that might have happened maybe one time in your life before that.
Yeah. I had to call upon that one moment.
Yeah. I could see it. It's still fresh in the memory, and that's why it's...
This is a horrible frame to end on.
I like how it's the...
What is this face that you're making?
I'm about to vomit, like it's another vomit joke. Mm. I like how it's the classic style checkmark too that we started the series with.
Oh yeah.
How about a magic wand?
I don't think I could even do that scream now. Can I try that scream?
Try it. You want to hear it again?
Yeah, let me try it.
Magic wand!
I think I've smoked way too much weed for that scream. Oh,
that sounds pretty good.
Nice.
New soundbite just dropped.
Magic wand!
Ah! Oh, that was pretty good. I'm surprised.
Doe.
Nut.
Doe.
Nut.
Down.
Nut.
Doe.
Nut.
Shut up!
Fair.
How about a magic wand? Ah! All right, Donut. Correct my bad vision.
Wait, magic wand? Correct my bad vision?
Yeah.
Did we mess up?
No, I was trying to use it. I was trying to use the magic.
To do something?
To correct my bad vision, and then I shoved the donut into my eye.
Got it.
Bad vision! My ovary!
Was that our first, like, exclaiming like the a random...
Like the miss... Yeah. Maybe?
The poor human anatomy kind of moment?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
All right, you long sugary stick of goodness. Turn this stapler into a hot chick.
Oh,
I said a hot chick. That's bad.
It's dead.
I can't believe we got an actual live chicken.
I know, right? That's really weird. So... Yeah, obviously a live chicken, and our producer, Ryan, took the chicken for a little bit, took care of it.
Yeah.
And then there was a guy that he knew, I don't know if he lived on the street or what, but he already had some chickens. He was like, sure, we'll take on another chicken. And that chicken lived a long, healthy life for the rest of its life in a chicken coop with other chickens.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. Look at that food battle, birthing life into this world and joy and love.
The crazy thing is that could have totally been a complete lie. And there's no way that any of you could find out if we were lying or not. Actually, the chicken went on to become kind of a celebrity. And there's actually like chicken law that's based on that chicken's life.
Shut up!
Fair.
Let's do a gun.
Fine. Let's have a duel.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh.
You know only one of us is leaving here alive.
Wait, I just want to say this is why this episode is my favorite.
Yeah.
This moment on is
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like the actual challenges themselves are like, they're okay.
But they're all just leading up to
this. Yeah, they're all just leading up to this moment. And this is what sets this episode apart.
I love, and my favorite part is that this is pretty much halfway through the video.
Yeah.
And it's the whole
thing. We're done
ending.
With the challenges, basically.
Yeah, now we just get this really cool scene.
You know only one of us is leaving here alive. Let's do this.
Uh-oh, it don't work.
It was a dud?
You're such an idiot! It doesn't matter who wins the most matches in Food Battle, it's about who survives till the end. And it looks like you're gonna die! You see, when you weren't looking, I poured an extremely poisonous venom all over your stupid lollipop!
Look at those shorts.
Take that, cargo Anthony, shorts. You son of a bitch! Sorry, Anthony, but only losers play by the rules!
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You think I haven't learned anything from the past 6 years of Food Battle?
I think what's so funny is like half of the end of this video is us just laughing maniacally. Like everything is like...
Oh, it gets worse too.
Sorry, Anthony, but only losers play by the rules! You think I haven't learned anything from the past 6 years of Food Battle?
Because I was always the one that was cheating.
I knew you were going to sabotage my food, so I hid your donut underneath the fake lollipop!
Oh my God! Here comes more laughter.
Yeah, I love this. It's from one after another.
Oh yeah, and I hit a. Bow and arrow inside my real lollipop.
We just threw that joke away. More laughter.
More laughter.
Not only are you gonna die from that poison, but I'm also gonna shoot you with this arrow. How can you end Food Battle if no one can announce it?
Oh, no.
No.
Gentlemen.
Not the reporter.
Oh. Oh, God, no. Just to say I've won Food Battle. Just say it. Anthony.
He's bleeding from the mouth now. Are you going to pause on that person?
Yep.
That was not someone with us.
This guy just walked to the park and sat down in the grass for this whole shebang.
He just saw us, he was like, what? What?
Why would one person like choose to like go to this park? I mean, like, I guess it's not weird to go to a park, but like, there's nothing in this park. And he like walks to the back of the park, like where, I mean, I guess there's shade there. I don't know, like.
It sounds
I guess,
like there's a very
look,
justified
I
reason.
Guess it's not weird to be in the park. But there's just something weird about, like, nobody ever went to this park.
Well,
like,
I mean,
what was this guy's plan?
There's a chance that this person lives near enough that they saw some stuff going on and they wanted to come watch.
I don't think he's even watching. He's not even watching. He's looking straight forward.
Wait. Oh, you're right.
He's you like, guys are the weird ones in the situation.
No.
We are not weird.
We're not weird. This is a perfectly normal thing to do.
We're clearly not doing anything weird. We're like how old are we in this point?
2011,
24. We're 24-year-old adults shooting YouTube videos about one food defeating another food. And one person hid a bow and arrow in their lollipop and then shot with the arrow and then went through me and the guy that comes and says that you win the food battle.
Yeah.
And now we're having an emotional moment. That's not weird to do in a park. It's weird to go to the park by yourself without any reading material and or even a blanket to lay down. And then you just go to the back of the park and you go sit in the shade and do nothing and don't even watch the spectacle that it's happening before your eyes. You just stare straight forward. That's weird.
I concur.
This is not weird. What we're doing is art. What he's doing is weird.
That's right. If you're that man that decides to go to the park, sit in the corner in the shade by yourself with no blanket, no towel, nothing, while there's a spectacle going on in front of you and you're watching this video, please leave a comment below and explain yourself. Let's keep going.
Anthony, you just...
Like if you cry every time.
This is an emotional moment.
If you're like an edgy teen, this is like the most emotional moment that you've probably ever seen.
This might have been the first time some people ever shed a tear.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Anthony, you just... Just say it, goddammit! The food battle!
Brian's so good.
I sent a text to Brian asking if he's available on the day of the shoot.
Yeah.
Because I'd asked him for one day, and then I was like, actually, we need to film you for a day in L.A., and then another day or two in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And I was like, and you know, he's got like an actual job and a life. and he responded, that should be no problem. I'm game for whatever. Work can eat a dick.
Nice. Dude, Brian is amazing.
So
our friend Brian, we went to high school with our friend Brian, who also played the neighbor in That Damn Neighbor series, and a couple other little side roles, but he was mostly known as the reporter and That Damn Neighbor. And he's amazing. He's so funny. He really brought a lot to this character that we didn't even write into the script. He just like brought it.
So Brian's goated. He's a real one. He understands food battle is more important than work.
What if his boss is watching?
Boss can go fuck himself.
Eat a dick.
I'm sorry. Or herself.
That's true.
Or themselves.
Or themselves.
They self?
Mm-hmm.
They can go fuck they self.
Let's go.
No.
Ian be dead.
No!
I love that shot.
Yeah, it's slow
pan. Tilt up.
Slow tilts up.
Is it over?
It's definitely over.
Ian! You've just been transported into some place like Purgatory or a ripoff of that one scene in the last Harry Potter movie. What are you gonna do now? I'm gonna go fly! Wanna come? F yeah!
Okay, that makes no sense.
Hey there, kids, it's Barney.
Remember we had Barney in everything at the end of every single episode?
What?
Remember we'd have Barney.
At the
end of every food battle episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny because in the most recent food battle, you said, hey, it's a totally outdated reference that you're not going to understand.
Yeah.
But I think that they're bringing back Barney.
For real?
For in 2024.
Netflix is bringing back Barney. No, he's BIPOC.
He's back and he has a new look.
You know that's going to be bad. If they say he's back and he has a new look, you know it's going
to
be bad.
Is that equivalent to like Sonic the Hedgehog's first look?
He's doing a Sonic the Hedgehog pose.
Oh no!
Oh, he's CG.
Yeah. Oh, he's CG. Oh. I thought that was a person in an outfit.
See, I want to see real. I want to see live action Barney.
Live action Barney.
CG.
Live action Barney. Rap. No Barney.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park with Barney. Wait, I want to hear what Barney says.
Hey there, kids. It's Barney. To see bloopers from this video and a deleted battle, click the link in the description below. Don't forget to check out the new sexy food battle shirt. So basically, if you don't click the link below right now, I'll jump out of your closet and stab you in your dick.
For some reason, Barney was very violent.
What?
Barney was very violent.
Oh, yeah, we always had him say he was going to do something really violent to the viewers if they didn't do what he asked them.
Yeah, we might have to bring that back. That was good.
We might bring back Barney. We should, I don't know. We.
Dude, Barney.
I guess we're just going to have to do it.
Barney got to come back.
Hey there, kids, it's Barney.
You sound more like Barney now.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hey! I feel like I can't hit those high notes.
No, but I think
and
Barney's
it's not
a little
because
lower.
I've smoked too much weed. Because I haven't.
I think. I think Barney has always had a deeper voice than what you gave. So this is
oh,
more
really?
Accurate now. You've grown into the voice.
Huh. All right. I'll fucking stab you in your throat. I'm gonna bleed you dry like a pig.
Play the rest. What is he
driving?
That's it.
And Barney really is serious about stabbing people in the dick. I can show you proof if you want. I'll miss you, Sergeant Johnson. You used to stand so tall and proud.
Wait, did you see that small text at the end? There was teeny tiny text that appeared at the end for one frame. There.
It said no hot chicks were harmed in the making of this film.
It said except Ian's mom.
That's funny. That's funny. Okay. That's a funny little joke.
Okay, I don't remember doing that.
I don't remember that at all, and I don't remember ever seeing that, but that's funny. Except for Ian's mom.
Yeah, we gotta see the bloopers. I mean, is there anything else that we wanna like unpack, or are we good? Because I mean, there's a lot to unpack.
I mean, I think we definitely took some inspiration from this one. Going into writing Food Battle 2023.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I pointed out that I love that whole ending scene with the big twist and the twist after the twist. Mm-hmm. So there's gonna be a little bit of inspiration taken from this that you have to look forward to.
Great.
Yeah. Anyway, let's watch the bloopers.
Let's watch the bloopers.
I'm scared.
And there's a deleted scene in the bloopers.
Yeah, so where I'm dressed up as the emo character.
Well, don't spoil it.
Oh.
Okay. There might even be two deleted scenes. I don't really know. Like, oftentimes what would happen is we would never write with the intention of putting a deleted scene into the bloopers, but we always knew, like, there's probably going to be one that turns out to kind of suck, and then we should just take it out of the main video and put it into the extras.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Yep.
Yep.
Let's go for it.
Shut up!
Oh. That was too.
Let's
too sexual.
A GPS.
Oh, I love GPSs.
Grandpa, is that
all
you?
All over my face.
Was that even for? When was that ever gonna? Oh, you getting eaten by the T-Rex?
Oh, yep.
Yep.
All
yep.
over my face.
Doing like a little T-Rex arm right there.
Mm-hmm. Channeling your inner T-Rex.
Ah! Oh yeah? Well, me and my new favorite food, the sprinkly.
Sprinkly? Did we get her laughing? Yeah.
How about the?
What is this face you're making?
I don't even know.
It looks like the rage, the troll face.
Yeah, it does, the chin.
Like making the troll face.
Yeah.
That is frightening.
ISA erases all the memories of the people in my high school gym class that witnessed me crap, but it's all the memories of the people. How about a device that erases all the memories of the people in my high school gym class that witnessed me crap myself in the pool?
It's not even in here.
What?
My ovary!
Nice eye patch.
Oh.
Yeah, well, at least I'm not emo. Okay, I am not emo. Well, whatever. Let's
that,
just do.
People clipped that and made that a GIF. And yes, I said GIF.
Yeah, it's GIF.
I know it's GIF because I'm stupid and I listened to the creator who said it's pronounced
exactly.
GIF.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, a bunch of people have made that an animated GIF.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, breast implants!
Why would you ever want to do that?
Aren't you a little curious?
What? What?
It's time to go down, Anthony.
Yay!
What? I think that's just Jackie again.
I don't know if that's Jackie.
Why'd you delete those?
It just didn't hold up. I think, you know, I think this scene was okay, but the table scene wasn't that funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of remember, I don't know. It felt like it was just dragging. We wanted to get to the ending scene sooner.
I like how I'm trying to stay as like still as possible to like match, to match the person that's standing there. So I'm like, yay!
Yeah.
Down, Anthony. Yay!
Yeah. Yep. Damn, Twin Peaks. Oh yeah, you got tanned up.
I forgot. Yeah, we didn't do any like special effects for this. It was just somebody else's hand.
Yeah.
Let's do these skizzers.
Okay. Did you just crap your pants a little bit?
What?
All right, lollipop.
I really did chip my tooth there. It wasn't like a big chip. It was just a little chip. Oh. Yeah, it was a chip that happened there, though.
Hang on. I think I got a little bit on the camera, though.
Yeah. Let's do a global positioning system.
Why don't you just say GPS? Why don't you just f off? Well, maybe I will! Wait, how does one f off?
Like this.
They bang their head on a table?
Yeah.
What?
Ah, my ovary!
Your mom. Oh, your mom.
That's great.
No, I said a hot chick!
Oh, no!
I know.
Okay, I'm sorry for yelling at you.
Oh.
Poor little guy.
Oh. Yeah!
I think that one really was too sexual.
Yeah. It gone too sexual.
It gone too sexual.
Is that funny?
Just tell me when it's turn, goddammit!
Oh, nice. Nice. Oh, we are auditioning it. What?
We would always say it was Bigfoot.
Like who wouldn't see that? What?
Let's do this GPS. I'm a birdie.
What?
Oh no.
Whee!
Wow, we used the jib for that?
Damn. There was no reason for a jib.
A magic wand!
Ah! What? It's just my finger.
Oh. Jeez. God. I gotta scratch my nose, though.
There we go.
I've been working on
the we got jibs here, too.
Railroad in my bra today.
What?
Die!
Okay. Damn. Why do we have a bunny? Bro, why was there a bunny? Why was there a bunny?
I have no idea, but they're so freaking cute. Look how freaking cute they are.
What
Look how
hell?
Cute.
Did Jackie bring a bunny or something? I think someone on set brought a bunny for some
Why
reason.
Why would they brought a bunny?
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
I mean, it was, yeah, crazy. Because then they both ran out on the road and got ran over right after this. So.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah!
Oh, there we go.
That's the ending.
That's the ending.
Yeah. I still think that's my favorite food battle for many reasons. I think 2008 is
no cap, dead ass. On God,
dead ass bet. 2008 was a close contender because I liked the callback, but it wasn't as solid. The writing wasn't as solid. I liked the twists and turns in this one.
Yeah.
This is 2011. 2012 was pretty good too. I think the ending was a bit complicated. We'll talk about that in a future episode. But what do you think? 2011.
I think I think like it definitely has like one of the better like endings.
Yeah. Yeah, it really feels like it pays off
with all the twists and like the report. That was our first time killing the reporter, or like, you know, potentially like harming him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like all the other times it was just like one of us would die and then he would run up. This is the first time we did like a twist on the reporter.
I'd love to know what everyone else, like which food battle is all of your favorites?
Yeah.
I feel like it's all over the board. Everyone has a different favorite for a different reason.
Yeah, I remember like, I thought we asked people like, it might've been in one of our watch parties or something. I saw like people saying like, Food Battle 2016 was their favorite.
What?
Which, like, for us, and we'll get into that in another episode, but
yeah.
But that was a surprise for me that people liked that one.
Yeah.
But,
we'll get deep.
This is 2011. This one feels like kind of an interesting crossroads of, like, the lore is built and the bits were decent and we were, like, adding on like extra stuff.
Yeah, and I think we were really serious about the writing and we really wanted it to have a big payoff that rewarded people for keeping up with the series and understanding all the lore. Mm-hmm. So I really like this. Plus, I think that we had just finished watching Death Note, so there was a lot of like twists. Like we really wanted to add some fun twists in there like Death Note did.
Yeah.
Love this one. Don't forget to go vote for my next favorite food.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Members, if you are a member, go vote. Decide his fate because, you know, if you give him a crappy food, he's not going to stand a freaking chance.
Yeah.
So if you're not already a member, don't worry. All you have to do is just hit that join button down below and you'll become a member. I believe all tiers can vote.
All Smosh, yes. Smoshy, Smoshtastic, and Smosh Royalty tiers can all vote. Mm-hmm. And we'll be having a different bracket every 2 days, so you'll have 2 days to vote in each one, so you want to keep coming back and voting so that your favorite food becomes my favorite food that I'm going to use in Food Battle. And please choose something good, and please choose it quick, because we still got to finish writing this episode. There's so many holes in the script right now. We're like, figure it out once we know what the food is, so choose it quick.
I feel like people on Discord should, like, you know, like when people would like campaign at their schools for like, was it Hall Week or whatever? Or what was that week called where it was like
people? Homecoming halls?
Is that what it was?
What are you talking about?
Where people would like, they would like campaign and they would make posters and they're like, vote for freshmen or whatever. I don't remember what it was. But I feel like it'd be fun to see people on Discord like run campaigns for their foods.
That'd be sick.
So if you feel like you really want a food to win, maybe try to curry some favor from other people on our Discord.
Yeah. And we're also still going through all your submissions for the Flashback with Smosh theme song. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll even play one of our favorites at the end of some of these episodes moving forward.
That's all. Bye.
Bye.